Anyone?
Well, could I make another point if there's no one else?
Yes, you may.
Okay, it was something that came up a while ago. I think it needed clarification. Pinchbeck had some, I think that he had said that he didn't think that LSB candidates should be able to call in on community comment on Friday, because it would give them, it would not give them an equal, it would give them more than an equal measure of time with other candidates. And that needs to be clarified. If they're calling in, if an individual who's running for LSB is calling in and promoting themselves or their program, I would agree with that. That would be wrong. But many of the people who run as candidates are committed listeners who actually want to comment on other things. And they're not taking some special privilege by calling into community comment. In light of that, all of the other candidates could call in with their views on various political issues of the day. So I just think that needed to be clarified in a big way.
Okay, understood. Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Going once, going twice. All right, this will conclude the community comment portion. We will turn to the agenda. We have Bill Curtis with a question pending, followed by Wayne Bruce and Adele Stan.
Okay. Thanks, Dennis.
Yep.
Question about UDC. Let me say, first of all, I appreciate sentiments that Eric expressed. Nothing is really free in America. Zero. So the UDC deal. I don't know the politics of DC, but I do know the politics of Baltimore City. There's entities over here where it's like a business hub and rent's very reasonable. So a lot of small operations have set up there. Is BDC some kind of way associated with the government of Washington, D.C.?
Yes, public funding.
BDC, yes.
Okay. Oh, it's funded by, okay. So there's people, okay, so there's a real involvement here. So this is
Yes.
what my
Excuse
thought
me.
is. Yeah.
Only those who are recognized may speak.
Thank you, Dennis. So
Sorry.
this is my thought on this is, so UDC is tied with the government, some agency inside the government. Somebody's monitoring, UDC for compliance with XYZ regulations. Do we have, or have we explored, who that person is to see if they can move this paperwork along? Because it's just paperwork. Somebody's got to sign this, somebody's got to sign that. If that deal is something we want to pursue, if we want to get in bed like that. And I say that literally because it is like getting in bed with your local government. What about that, Kamal?
Well, the question is, have we asked someone in the local government to expedite the lease? Is that the question?
To be of some technical help to move things along.
So the person that we're in touch with is the counsel for UDC. We have not contacted the mayor's office, if that's what you're asking.
I'm not asking that. I'm asking what I'm asking. So you have contacted your council person, and hopefully he's a friend of ours.
No.
He's a friend of
No,
the station.
not the council. It's the council for the university, not city council.
Oh, I see. Well, we may want to look into who that person or who the UDC is accountable to if we're trying to expedite the time frame that we're in. I would over here. I'm just throwing that out there as a suggestion. Not a right or wrong thing, but just another way of moving things along. You got to get somebody who can walk that paperwork through. That's what I offer up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wayne Bruce.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to say thank you, Kamal, for the work you do, both in finance and in the relocation committee. I want to address a point that Michael Byfield brought up earlier about his past committee, and I want to thank him for his past committee work in past committees on relocation. He would understand that it is not an easy job, and in doing so, we have entrusted our brokers to do an amount of work, which they are doing, but we've also taken volunteer people who submitted properties through the PSA. We've also individually gone out and solicited properties. We've taken a lot of things. It's not like a broker came back and is forcing us and we're the puppets of a broker. In no way, shape. Three or four of the most recent properties are properties that people on the board found, people on that committee found and gave to the brokers. So I just want to say that, I mean, regardless what was done in the past, and I'm quite sure they worked very hard on that committee and in the previous two relocation committees, not doubting that. But I don't want to dismiss the work that this committee has done, which I sit on, and the hard work that we have done in finding these properties. Now, every property has its in and outs. Every property has, good and bad points. UDC, people don't want to tie it to district government. If you listen to the interim general manager, a few meetings ago, have come to a relocation committee meeting. She stated her points on, being connected to UDC. And I'm quite sure we can write things into the lease that will allow us to broadcast as WPFW. And if we can't, we don't sign the lease. It's very simple. It's not a hard thing at all. I want to thank Ambrose for bringing properties and the deal for this new location may come at the last minute. It may come at the last minute and everything fall into place. It may not. So we're going down a track that we have gone over in committee meetings since October, I believe, or somewhere around there. Maybe December. It all runs together when it's the fall for me. But we're going down a track that we have worked diligently to produce. And we are not puppets to anybody or getting our strings pulled to anybody, especially not Kamal Harris. So I want to address that to our board, our fellow board members. And make that clear and make that plain, because I could take offense to it, but I can't be offended that easy. So that's what I would say. And let's get on with the meeting. I'm out. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Adele Stan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to address a
We're
point.
Gonna be right that, down in the neighborhood. Okay.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm speaking. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm trying to mute. Okay.
Right. Yeah, so I wanted to address pretty much the same point that Michael Byfield had made in terms of like the properties we have lined up to look at, and you do have to apparently do them one at a time, are not properties that were brought to us by brokers. But what happens is you hand it out, just as you said, you hand it off to the broker, who's representing us, and then you got to deal with the broker who is representing the other side, right? That's non-negotiable. We can't go to the landlord on our own and make a backroom deal. I mean, these brokers have contracts, and that's how the situation works. And I do want to just also, for the sake of the full board and the community, to reiterate a bit of what Wayne said about the work that the committee has put into exploring properties. You know, there's a lot of dead ends that one goes down when looking for a property, especially in the financial straits we are and the requirements we have and all of that. And I mean, people went on site visits to properties that came suggested to us from the community. I compiled a long spreadsheet of tips from the community and investigated everything that had come in until my mother's situation turned in July. And of course, Esther compiled a whole lot of sites as well. And, you know, we've gone through them as best that we can and came up with the best looking situations for the station. And we make the recommendation. We are not the last call, but that as a committee I'm speaking, but we will make the recommendation. And I mean, it's been as open a process as we can make it, and we are controlling as much as we can. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Do we need a passport to go to Virginia?
You do.
Okay, Michael. And I see you over there, Sly. Go ahead, Michael.
Mr. Chair, first I want to commend and express my appreciation for all the people that serve on the relocation committee. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to disparage your efforts at all. So let me just first say that. And I think basically what I said, I'm not necessarily want to repeat that. When I raised my hand, I wanted to address something else. So if this is the appropriate time, we had a passing of a former LSB member. So if this is not the appropriate time, I'll hold my time.
We are at the end of the relocation committee report. We do have some extra time for community comments. So yes, please go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to acknowledge the passing of a former LSB member, Campbell Johnson, that recently passed. He was a longtime member and supporter of WPSW, a very passionate one, and a former member of our local and Pacifica board. He recently passed away, and I'll forward the email to all the members of our LSB for those who may not already have that. I think there's going to be funeral arrangements. Actually, it's going to be this Friday, the 13th, at Cedar Hill Funeral Home. But, you know, I'll forward that to all the members. But I just wanted to make that known that, he was a very spirited and intelligent man that vigorously participated in all phases of WPFW administration and operation.
Thank you, Michael. Before we move on, Ellen, Andrew Craig wanted me to make sure that you had him down. He came in late. He is in attendance. Verna, what is this a relocation matter?
It is relocation.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wanted to remind this board that WPFW's financial situation puts us at a very unfortunate position as we're trying to seek these properties. We are not a ideal candidate, and we have been turned down by some of the location, at least one location that we sought. So we have to keep that in mind. Also, if members know of properties that can be gifted to us or that we can obtain for free, by all means, let us know. The door is still open. The opportunity is still there. We have not, signed anything. And it's been articulated that the lease is, we're still waiting for that. So, we're doing the best we can. We vetted carefully a number of properties. And for one reason or another, they do not meet the criteria that we have. So please, if somebody out there knows of something that they think might work for us, please provide that to the relocation committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is Ron Pinch back here? Did he come in? Okay, I'm just asking because we're moving into the next item is the PNB, so I wanted to see if all four of our directors are here. We do have Minerva, Irene, and Vanessa. So, Minerva, I will come to you first to let us know what we need to know from the PNB.
Dennis, I need to go and pull my information, so please let Vanessa or Irene go first. Thank you.
Let's hit the buzzer. Nobody.
I'm sorry. I was trying to write something in the chat. And if I come out of the chat, I lose everything I've written and I have to start it over again. So I don't have anything to report. I don't know if Ron does or Irene, but at this moment, I don't have anything to report. Thank you.
Okay. Irene?
Good evening, everyone. I have sent out a notice to seek the audit committee for the PNB. And, that this is the most that I can say at the moment because this is the most that we have done at the time. I've sent out a notice to, seek the audit committee. I know that the ED has also expressed a concern to audit all of the stations and, I'm awaiting her decision on that or whether she wants to audit them all or not. I'm still looking into a possibility of auditing every committee because that was what she expressed as a wish of hers, that she audit all stations at the same time. And, I'm working with the ED to see if that would be her, that would be a possibility.
Okay. Thank you. Minerva?
Okay, Dennis, and good evening, everyone. One thing that came out of the PNB meeting is there was the issue of the individuals who were elected in 2025, whether we would go with the that they would run for those seats again in 2020, they would run in 2025 for their seats. And they have rescinded they've amended the, let me go back. I'm looking at my note. Okay. There was, a motion was brought forward to rescind the August 17, 2023 PNB motion, which shortened the term for those individuals who came on the board in 2023. So it has been extended so they will have a full three-year term instead of the 2-year. So that was one thing that came out of the meeting.
Okay, hold on. One quick clarification. And this is even understanding that all of those persons, myself included, had served 4 years instead of 3. And so that would be a total of 7 instead of 6.
Okay, now that is something that we'll need to take back to the PMB to see, because I know that some people were given, they would have termed out. And they were given an extra year because we didn't do the election in 22. Correct. So I'll bring that concern back to them.
And what I'm saying is that even those who would not have termed out at 6 years, I'll use myself as an example. So I did a 4-year term and then followed by what I would understanding now is set as a 2-year term for my 6. In other words, I did the 4th year instead of, because there was no election. But if this is extended to 26, then I will have served 7 consecutive years, as opposed to, my understanding was there was going to be basically just a 4 and 2 as opposed to a 3 and 3 because of the circumstances. So just make sure that that's clear.
Okay. I will take that back and bring it up at our next meeting.
Okay.
The other was, the PMB, supported an amendment that allowed the PMB to now have a personnel committee as a standing committee. And, we understand that, this will be looked into because the standing committees are those that are dealt with the bylaws. So they are for right now putting in place the opportunity for those individuals on the PMB that are part of the personnel committee to work with the ED on coming up with some verbiage. And, they'll then, look to see what has to be done to make it, send it to governors or make it part of, some amendment or resolution in the future that goes to the LSBs to see if they want to, make this a permanent standing committee. But, they are looking at that option.
And
the concern is that, I'm sorry, that we do need.
I was just going to ask, what is the purview or the purpose of a permanent
personnel?
Yeah.
Okay. The purpose of such a committee is to look at the fact that right now we don't have things in place as to, for example, if we're going to be, looking for historical data or looking for, information on how, and the personnel committee is not dealing with anything as it relates to personnel within the stations or staff, because it's all dealing with the ED and the GM, mm-hmm. but giving some guidance, some records or some suggestions on different, committees, say, if we're putting together a committee to look for, say, a general manager, then what would the steps be? Not saying that it has to be used just as it is by the station, but giving an idea so that each station doesn't have to go through and come up with their own. They're going to modify it or customize it, but at least it gives some idea as to what Pacifica is saying should be part of what they're doing. So that's a goal, because right now everyone's coming up with their own information on how they want to do things.
Okay.
And some come from the bylaws and others do not. So those are the things that right now, I'm showing. There are other information that will be coming, but that's what we have for the moment.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to take some questions, starting with Wayne Bruce.
When you have an opportunity, I put my hand up in order to speak as a PMB director when there's an opportunity.
Okay.
My question, great report, PMB directors. I have a question for Irene, on the audit. Do you have a term in which they're going to audit, a time frame for auditing? Was it the past year, the past 2 years, past 3 years, or what?
Well, Wayne, it appears that an audit has not been done for the last couple of years, audit terms. And in order for us to be able to be, considered a 501c3, we have to provide audit reports. And to continue to be 501c3, we have to do audit reports. So the terms would be from when, depending on what station, because WPFW has not done one for the past 3 years, at least, that I can see, it would have to at least go back to that.
Thank you.
Okay. Verna Avery Brown.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So, Minerva, is there going to be a formal compilation of the terms of each member of this LSB so that we know when our term started and when it expires? Because we don't want to repeat that same situation that we just had recently where the sister's name, had to be basically thrown off the board. Because
thrown off.
Well, voted off or whatever happened. We don't want to repeat that situation. So I would appreciate it if we can get a good formal listing of all of the LSB members, when their term started and when they end, because to me it's kind of confusing, especially, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say that, that is something that, we can and will do, locally, if the PMB wants to take a look also so that we can corroborate and match the records. But, I see that as our responsibility, and we will make sure that
yes, I think it's our responsibility as well.
Thank you.
Okay. And Verna, just to add to what Dennis is saying, that is something that, they're putting together a template now. And basically it is to provide the information. So when we move into 2025 year or in December of 2024, we should have that document that identifies when people came on the board, how long their term is, and also it'll have a place for whether they're replacing someone or they were elected to the position. So yes, definitely. So we don't have this going forward in the future.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on.
I'd like to ask our PMB directors if they would read for the LSB tonight the public report from the executive director. I think of anything that we're doing there, finances being primary, she's got an excellent report on the situation as it relates to the national body as a whole. That'd be something that the directors would be able to share with us tonight.
Yes, it can be shared, Kamal. And I didn't start to read it because basically it was sent to Ellen, so it's been sent out to everyone. But everyone that's an LSB board member has a copy of the document. And it the key things that are important is starting out with the sale of the building. In the Los Angeles building sale. And she says that they do have a potential buyer and that they are back to the amount of $4.5 million that they're asking for the location. And the buyer has agreed to allow occupancy of the building for 14 days after the close of the escrow. They had another buyer that it was sold to, but that buyer, one of them became ill, so they weren't able to continue, so they had to back out. We've heard for months about the issue with the back tower rent in New York, and that has been cleared. All of those funds have been paid, and it's now back on a level field where they will continue with the monthly, and they're working with WBAI to address that. And in terms of the elections, we know that there are some issues. And we did have an individual from our station and from others that have agreed to be part of the Fair Campaign Committee. And they'll be looking at what's taken place with this election process and sharing changes that should be made or recommending changes to be made to the National Election Supervisor. And Irene already spoke about the audit process. Now, one thing that I will say for our station, Karen Briggs was one of the individuals who had signed on to be on the audit committee. And that audit committee is made up of one director and two delegates from the local station board. So I'm sure Irene will be reaching back to the board to ask them to identify one other person to take part in the process. I think it was Wanda Nye and Karen Briggs. So we have one person, and we still need another one to step in and assist with that process. Let's see. And so that's all that I'm seeing based on. And like I said, it's available for everyone that's a member of the local station board to read. Vanessa, did you have something you wanted to share?
Yes, I had already told the chair that I wanted to share. Yes, so there are two issues I just wanted to add on to a little bit. One is not the personnel committee, but there is consideration on the PNB of the executive director coming up with the pool of candidates for the general managers. I would be concerned about that because it takes away any measure of local, it would take away any measure of local control from the local station boards.
Wouldn't that require a bylaw change?
Who knows? With this PNB, who knows? Yes, it should require a bylaws change, but I don't know. We'll see how it proceeds. But that's my understanding of what is under consideration, and I would be greatly concerned by it, because the ED, per the bylaws, gets to make the final pick from among a list of candidates that has been vetted by the mass committee, you know, and then voted on by the LSB. And so to remove that and to put the entire process in the control of someone who cannot possibly, know the full range of, viable candidates at all five stations, I would see as a disservice, to the local station board and democratic process. The other issue is, Dennis, I'm glad you asked. About how would the PNB reversing its prior decision to change the terms of LSB delegates from 3 years to 2 years. That was done last year. And there are those who were on the PNB at that time, such as myself, who oppose that because it's not consistent with bylaws. It would have thrown off the election cycle. But nonetheless, to reduce the terms from 3 years to 2 years. So this year, now that there is a different composition and there is a New Day supermajority, they have decided to reverse that. And now they are extending basically their own terms from 2 years back to 3 years. You ask a very pertinent question in terms of what would be the impact of people serving more than the 6 years. There's a 6 year max in the bylaws, no more than 6 years. So the PNB last year, or it was the year before that, voted to ignore that bylaws provision and allow the terms of about a half dozen PNB directors to be extended beyond the 6 years. My term, I don't know if I would be elected next year to the PNB, but when I have served my 6 years, I will respect the bylaws and I will sit out for at least a year. To observe proper process, no matter what this PNB decides to do, as it did previously by violating the bylaws to extend the terms beyond 6 years.
Okay. Thank you. Please keep us posted.
Dennis, may I respond to the statements
Irene's up next, and then you can go.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Irene. Excuse me.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was a legacy hand. I am Laura in my hand. I have nothing to say about the bylaws, but I do want to say that the art. Well, never mind. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Okay, Minerva.
Okay, and let me just share with everyone again, Dennis. You brought up information that, being new on the board when I came on, we didn't know this type of information about serving and the terms and so on and so forth. We started reading, but did not understand how complicated this has become. But I will bring that question back to the PNB for them to address, okay? And we'll have something from them. And I will ask them to please put it in writing so it won't be me sharing what I think or anyone else. Now, the other part about the ED selecting the general managers or going through her process, that is, there was a motion, but it didn't mention the ED at all. It was dealing with what information the personnel committee that would be stood up would be providing to the ED. And again, process, it spoke nowhere in it about the ED selecting the general managers. There was a person who brought up that question, and it was brought to their attention that the motion was out that was out there did not say anything at all about the ED taking over what the local station boards are supposed to do in terms of going through their process of locating and identifying people that would be brought to the local station board that would be considered to be candidates, and then that information going to the ED for her to make the final decision. So Vanessa's right. There's no way in the world that the ED could know what each station area would have a need of for a GM. But nowhere is there a proposal or a ballot that is a motion that's saying that the ED will take over what the local station board is supposed to be doing in terms of locating candidates. So I'll also get that in writing from the PNB and bring it back to the board.
Thank you. One more from Kamau Harris, and then we move on.
One of the things I wanted to make sure we read into the record tonight that I think is of utmost importance, especially as it relates to membership for this station, and the fact that it's been very difficult over the last 3 years that I've been on the board to obtain accurate membership information. A package or a software called Allegiance is one of the packages that some of the other stations use to track their donors and to track their membership. As it stands right now, there was $20,952 paid to this company to bring both KPFK and WPFW current on their license fees. There's still another $24,000 still owed on the original licensing fee. I believe once these payments have been made and completed, we'll be able to use Allegiance and use this software to accurately track our membership, our donors, to get letters out. It's a very robust and important software package that I think everyone needs to understand that when that comes online, I believe it'll alleviate a lot of the frustrations we have had here locally trying to understand who our members are and obtaining contact lists, and it would just really change the game for us. So I do appreciate the efforts at the national level to bring that particular licensing fee current so that we can move forward with our fundraising efforts. Thank you.
Thank you. Minerva, you've had your 2 minutes rest on the bench. Now you can come back and talk to us about the program committee.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. And the program committee did not submit its minutes, but we'll send that with the minutes for our meeting in September. It seems like the secretary is using some program like AI where it goes and it talks that this person said this, this person said that, but it's a rough draft. So it's never put into play as to the minutes in a format that, and I've looked at others, that you we just need the gist. And so we're working, and I know everyone's been busy. Had asked the secretary if she would redo the minutes and send them, and we can have input, but we'll work on that and have that ready for the next meeting in October. That would be August and September. Now, the meeting that the program committee had, the only thing that we did was to address the candidates speaking during the month of August, and also thanking Ron Pinchback for doing the second part during his time slot in August as well. We wanted the community to be able to hear from the candidates, and that was done. And so everyone has been able to hear from those individuals, and also those that information is archived. The other piece that we did not get to, because I'm finally getting the information I need from the ED, the PMB chair, and also from an HR person who is with the PMB, as to whether or not we move forward with putting together a survey and information regarding an upcoming evaluation of the program director. We're not to complete the document. We're just supposed to put it together and then working with the LSV, identify the different groups that would go through and provide input as to the program director and what's going on with the programming.
I'm sorry, so well, are you talking about evaluation now?
Yes, we're talking about the evaluation, and that is something that, and we also have began to pull together a document, and people have sent stuff to me where we can look at the grid and look at the different programs that are on air. I was told that the PMB did, well, something was done by the program director, but that was sent to the ED. But, that is, we're not sure about that, but whatever is out there, we want to begin to interact with our community. And the concern we have is to make sure that we are playing or speaking about the things that the community has an interest in. We did have some programming, I think it was last Saturday or before, and I had people calling me wanting to know who was on air, because that was not the type of music or what was taking place, what they were used to hearing. So, you know, my only comment was that things are being changed, and, you know, that we do have people on air, and we're just going with what's there for until, you know, maybe something will change. But that is what's taking place right now with the programming committee.
Okay. Now you mentioned evaluation, but is that the purview of the separate evaluation committee?
That's separate. That's the evaluation committee. I'm sorry. But I do have individuals that are on the programming committee that have sent me information from what they've worked with. But like I said, nothing's being done, because, again, confirming again that we can go through the evaluation process, because there's nothing outstanding that would keep this from happening. I think at one point it was a statement made that there was some type of litigation, but I've been told that's been addressed. So we're waiting patiently to get the go ahead to start moving and stand that committee up. Okay.
All right. Verna, did you have a comment?
I do. Regarding the minutes for this meeting, from the program committee, as the secretary, I can assure you that there was no AI program involved in that. That would in fact be impossible to do. There were no proposals put forward in that particular meeting. And it was also, stated that, well, let me just say, if there is a preferred format for the minutes to be presented in, I would appreciate receiving that, which is something that I, had already, communicated to the chair, and those minutes could have been made available for this meeting. So I just want to be clear, you know, as a novice to doing that, took on a position, but I need to know if there is a format that the minutes are supposed to be presented in. Just let me know, and that will be no problem at all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and thank you. We'll address that. Something was sent, but it may not have been workable for, but we'll address it.
Okay,
thank you.
Irene.
Robert Rules of Order has templates for minutes, for meetings, whether it's a committee, subcommittee, et cetera. We just need to do our research and find out what that is, and we go from there. We just need to do that.
Okay. All right. Is there anything from, since you, you're standing with your hand up, Irene, is there anything from the LSB show, you or Bill, any comments?
Well, the only thing is, from my perspective, is we could not do the LSB show for the August show because we were candidates for the LSB. What we did was we decided, the programming committee decided to run the last candidate form that was led by, what's his name? Chris. So the program director deemed that it went too long. And so it was worked on so that it was minimized to the time frame of which needed to be worked on for the LSB. We worked hard with that. And I think that we were successful at doing a nice candidate form that repeated the show that was able to get every candidate. We worked hard to get every candidate who submitted something heard. And then, we moved on. We are waiting for the next show to find out whether or not, we have been deemed elected or not so that we can work on the September show.
Okay. And actually I was just, since the election had just come up, I was scrolling to see, I thought I got something from the National Election Supervisor. I was looking for the exact language, but the bottom line is that the Election Supervisor has agreed that there is no further need for voting for WPFW, since we now have three staff candidates for three positions and nine listener candidates for nine open positions. So I was trying to find the exact language for how that's going to work. If they're going to just let the votes, come in and, I think they're not going to send out any further reminders, for WPFW. And also I'll need to find out at what point can the candidates then be, it will probably be the same cycle when the candidates can be declared as having won. In terms of competition, that is clearly suspended. So there should not be a problem with the two of you hosting the show in October. I will try to confirm the details of that. Okay.
Okay. Dennis, this is Minerva. I just went in and saw that there is an email from Renee.
Yeah,
and
I'm looking for it. What is it? Can you read it?
Yeah, I can read it. Let me pull it up again. Just a second. It says, WPFW listener election update 9/11/24. Due to a vacancy on the WPFW LSB, one of the 10 candidates running was seated on the board, leaving 9 candidates for 9 listener member delegate seats and 3 candidates for 3 staff delegate seats. As a result, we will close the WPFW election and all WPFW listener and staff candidates will be seated.
Okay. It doesn't say exactly when though.
The LSB in December of National Election Supervisor.
Okay. So, as per custom, new members will be seated in December, but it is safe to say that there is no open competition, and so that I feel safe in having the two of you host the show. Okay. Did you have anything else, Irene? I see your hand is still up. And Bill, did you have anything you wanted to add on behalf of the LSB show? Okay. Then I'll coming back to you, Violetta. Now is the time.
Okay. Good evening again. The outreach committee meets the first Tuesday of the month. We met on September 3rd. Present were Martha Peterson, Marcia Edwards, Mariah McLean, Art Highland, Sabu Akeem, Minerva Sanders, Gloria Turner, and Robert Frazier, and Irene was excused. For our agenda, we discussed the newsletter, a proposed budget that we're getting ready for the finance committee or finalized, and a town hall meeting, which is tentatively set to be on October 26th at the same church that we had before. Most of our discussion was around the 5K runner walk. And, you know, there's been some concern, and that was talked about earlier about LSB participation. Right now, $450 is needed for the race director. The RRCA membership liability insurance is $430. The rental of the park is around $300. And the canoe rental was $90, but we got a generous donation for that. So if any LSB member can donate, we are requesting that you do. There was talk about, like in the past, that each LSB member had to buy tickets or whatever. That did not, you know, we didn't do that this time. Unless there's been an update, we might be like a 900 something short. So if you want to donate, call 202-888-5484, and that can be done through there. Now, as far as the schedule on Saturday, the 5K walk or run is starting at 1 o'clock. That's from 1 to 2:30. And line dancing will be like 1:30 to 2. Tai Chi, 2 to 2:45. Yoga, 2:50 to 3:35. Breathology and meditation, 3:40 to 4:25. Double Dutch starts at 4:30. Line dancing, 5:30. Hand dancing at 6:05. And the committee would need help with cleanup, which will start at 6:50 p.m. There's also help needed with setup that starts at 11:45. And, you know, we need somebody to monitor the entrance for participants. And that's about it. Does anybody in the committee want to add anything?
I see Irene, Minerva, Mariah.
Dennis, could you add my hand to the stack? I can't raise my hand electronically.
Okay.
Violetta, I kind of missed a little part of your thing. Is it required for the 5K runners or walkers or anyone who wants to attend this event to go via Eventbrite? I need that clarified.
I think that is the way, the desired way, but I can't speak on it directly.
I know the PSAs have not mentioned Eventbrite. They've mentioned going to the website, which is what I did.
Okay, cool. So I was concerned about that by letter because the refrigerator magnets that I provided to give away at this event has a scan code, a barcode that goes directly to donating.
Okay.
So, that was where my concern was. The second thing is to let you know that I'll be there at a point, and to help out and to let you know that I am here supportive of this event. I love this event. I really do. And I love the fact that you guys are working so hard at it and appreciate every moment that you and Martha put into this event. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a great committee.
Thank you. Minerva.
Okay. And, there were three canoes that have been, made available, and that canoe for the canoeing is between 1 and 3, and individuals will have people there to direct them into the office where they can sign and get their life jackets or whatever would be needed to go out in the little canoes. And so it's going to be a fun activity. Even if the board members can't come and spend the whole day, at least swing through to see what's going on, because there will be items there, and Gloria always does a beautiful setup to help us with this. And I think it's going to be a great event. And again, I'm excited about being a part of it. And Violetta put me down as always to be part of the early and probably be at the end for the late too. Take care.
Okay.
Mariah.
Yeah, I just want to also reiterate appreciation to Outreach Committee, but especially Martha as well for really putting forward all this planning. To my understanding, and I know Martha, you'll probably speak more to this afterward, but all the instructors are not, like, they've done this in kind because they believe in it and they want to support the community. I think we are giving them like a cup or a mug. But I personally think it'd be amazing to be able to give them a small gift card in addition for their time. I mean, that's a lot of time that they're volunteering. So I know in addition to the 900, I think it was, or whatever it was, that we're kind of in deficit. Even if we added maybe $10 each to that, or if folks were able to donate, it would be amazing to be able to give all the instructors just a small gift to show how much we appreciate them coming out and, you know, sharing their profession and their time. So I think that's all I have to say. And then, again, Martha did send out the run a show for that day. So looking forward to being there and helping out where we can.
Okay. And Marty, I will recognize you as a committee member and a longtime organizer of this event. Marty?
You're muted.
Marty? Okay, Vanessa, I will come to, Marty, did you unmute? Okay, Vanessa, I'll come to you first.
Okay, just a question. Violetta, you said you guys have been doing this for a long time, and I don't remember there being, you know, this possibility of a deficit just organizing it. So I don't know if it's the same scenario as with the Blues Festival, which is usually very successful. But the way the fundraising standards, the FEC fundraising standards have changed, the less than vigorous way that we can, promote events, if that seems to be the reason for this, is this a different experience than you all usually have?
Well, I think, well, basically the committee members have been, donating, and we're just trying to get some help with that. So it's not much, as much of that. I don't know, further than that, I don't know the impact of the FCC, because the PSAs have been running.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Not as frequently as they usually do, and I also have heard it, being pitched on the air. I guess it was last Saturday. People have come on. So, the promotion has not been significantly different than in the past.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Dennis, excuse me, yeah, I can Marty. Come on now. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Marty. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I had trouble getting my mute thing working. At any rate, it's not on Eventbrite. It's you go on the website and the flyer tells you how to register. You just push register and they'll tell you how to go. Normally, we don't collect money at the premises, but sometimes people just didn't get a chance to go online. So we do collect funds. We're not supposed to, but we do. It's no sense in turning away money. So far we've collected $450 in donations and that pays for the race director. The fee is $450. So we still need to pay for the use of the premises. That's $300. And then in order to get liability insurance, we have $1 million liability insurance. You have to join Roadrunners Club of America. So between joining and paying for the liability, that's $430. So that's another payment that we have to take care of. But as far as giving something to the instructors, we're working on getting some mugs for the instructors with their names on them. And I will say that the instructors really enjoy coming to this event because it gives them a chance to promote their business. They can pass out business cards or flyers and they really aren't expecting any money. One of the instructors has to be at a meeting at 3 o'clock. So she's going to start the line dancing off at 1:30, but she's coming back because she really enjoys it. So some of the instructors have actually called before I had a chance to even call them to request their presence once again. So the word is getting out and now one instructor called me and asked, could he be a part of it? So it's a chance for the community to come together and for the instructors, wellness and fitness instructors, just really show their talents. So that's it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wanda, okay.
Yes. Hi. So I just wanted to encourage all of the LSB members to come out for this event and bring your friends. After I joined the board, I went to the first 5K and it was really a really good event. And I participated in one of the instructors' presentations. It was the Tai Chi class. And so I've been going to this class ever since, and it has been a real wonderful experience. And so I'll be participating in the 5K event with that class this Saturday. So I think you can get something out of it that can be extremely beneficial. So I'm just encouraging people to come out.
Great. Thank you. Minerva, did you have something new to add, or is that a legacy hand?
Dennis, that's a legacy hand, and I'll be lowering it.
Okay. All right, thank you, Violetta, on the community outreach. We do have some developments on the mass committee. I'm going to go to Tony Leon to report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
I'll be as brief as possible. It's getting late, almost our bedtime. Okay. Excuse me for not sending a report out in advance, but we just had a meeting the night before last. I can send a paper copy after the meeting.
Okay.
The Mass just met 2 nights ago on 9/9 in closed session. Members present were Pat Morrison, Robert Gordon, Irene Adams, myself, Minerva Sanders, Verna Avery Brown. Excuse me. Kamal Harris, Wayne Bruce, Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Absent were Ambrose Lane, Sue Goodwin, and Ron Pinchback. In that meeting, we clarified some processes and agreed to move forward with it. Also, the chair, Pat Morrison, informed us that he could no longer serve on the MASC committee due to personal commitments. We understood and thanked him for his work. I was nominated and accepted to fill the position of chair. So now the MASC officers consist of myself, Robert Gordon as vice chair, and Irene Adams as secretary. The MASC is scheduled to meet next on September the 16th and will continue its work. As a formality, per paragraph 9 of the PMB policy on LSB, GM, and PD searches, and I can share this on screen if you like, or I can read it.
You can share it.
Okay. Can you see that?
Yep.
Okay, so it reads, paragraph 9 reads, if at the six-month mark of the subcommittee's existence approaches, it appears that the subcommittee will not complete its work, the LSB may reaffirm the subcommittee and extend its term or reconstitute using the same process articulated in Article 1 above, which is here, which talks about the membership of 7 to 11 members.
Are we at the six-month mark?
We reached the six-month mark, I believe it was last month.
Mm.
Okay, point of order. Ms. Minerva.
Yes?
Okay, the point of order is that the committee, and well, I need to ask, when do you show the 6 months began? And this is for Robert.
As I sent out in the email to the committee, our first meeting was January of this year.
And in that meeting, point of order is that this motion or this information that you're bringing, the document, you said this is in the bylaws?
It's in the PNB policy for PD and GM searches, not the bylaws. That was also shared. The committee has that document too, or should be aware of it. Are you familiar with the document?
No, I'm not. And this information that you're sharing tonight was not brought within the committee meeting so we could talk about this I'm going to ask at this time that this discussion regarding what is being presented be put on hold until after the committee meets on Monday.
That's what I was going to recommend also, that this should be resolved within the committee, and at the next next LSB meeting, I'd like the committee to come forward, with a clear position, if the committee, agrees that, it needs, a reaffirmation from the board to be prepared with that motion. If the committee believes it does not need that, to bring that information forward at the next meeting.
Okay. Mr. Chair and Minerva, this is not a committee decision. This is a mandate from the PNB. This is part of the PNB search policy. And we are a subcommittee of the LSB, and the LSB is a subcommittee of the PNB. So whether the committee, you know, I don't know if the committee can go around this. You know, they does have the authority to vote against this process.
Okay,
but I did email the committee yesterday to get, you know, any kind of feedback, and to let everybody know that I was going to present this.
Okay, and let me just share with you. I saw this information today, just before, probably about 3 hours before the meeting. And I feel that if, I'm not saying anything that the LSB can't do, but I think that we need to discuss this in the committee. You just took over as chair on Monday, and we're meeting again next Monday. And in next Monday's meeting, we are supposed to begin to evaluate or look at the resumes that have come in. We'll then begin to contact people about coming in or being available for interviews, and then being able by the October meeting to provide to the board the individuals that we are suggesting should go forward. So as we get this far in the process, why are we trying to, that's why I said it needs to be done in committee and then get a good understanding of what's going on. And we'll be bringing back two things to the board then for the October meeting.
And I've already ruled on that, and we're not going to take action on that as a full board tonight. I understand your position, Tony. I respect that, but we are not prepared to address that as a full board at this point. And I would like to hear from Mr. Tatum.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I didn't think anybody would object to it since they didn't object to it in email, but that's fine.
Okay, Mr.
Chairman. I just wanted to remind members of what a point of order is, because that was not a point of order.
Yeah.
Well, you know as well as I do, Mr. Chair, that a point of order is when a rule has been broken.
Correct.
And not when somebody has an opinion on something else. So, I would ask that the members cite the rule that's being broken.
Good point. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And, Ambrose, did you want me to, announce, what you sent me earlier, for the board? Do you want to just share that privately with the committee? How do you want to handle that?
I can share it now.
Okay.
And if it's okay.
Okay.
Earlier today, I sent a note to our chair that because of the number of mass committee meetings and subcommittee meetings, and due to the schedule that I now have in terms of my community work and national work, it makes it very difficult to make some of the meetings. And so I had a conversation with another MASS committee member, and I tendered my resignation from the MASS committee to give someone else an opportunity that would have more time to put into. It could be certainly an alternative that had been attending meetings and didn't have the ability to vote, but I didn't want to hinder someone else from being able to give input to the committee. I do ask if it is at all possible that I could relinquish my position as a voting member and remain as an alternate. I didn't put that in the letter to you, by the way, Mr. Chair.
All right.
But that is my request.
All right. And where would that put the number of the membership, Tony? I think we're still well within the acceptable range.
Yeah, that would put us at 10, because we're at 11, including Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if he resigns, that would put us at 10. We're still above the 7 minimum.
All right. I have no problem with that. Thank you, Ambrose. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. And I apologize that I could not make all the meetings.
Irene. Oh, okay.
Hold Dennis, on. You have ruled on, you have ruled on the issue, so I'm fine. I don't need to.
Okay. Okay. Was there anything else, Tony, for Mass for now?
No, unless, any other, some of the other Mass committee members has something, they want to add. I just took over. So okay. There may be some things going on in the subcommittee that I'm not aware of.
Any subcommittee action on the Mass?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So the Mass committee has put in quite a bit of work in the past few months. We have received some resumes and are ready to review those resumes. We have created a functional evaluation criteria form that can be completed by the members online, and it's easy and very functional and easy to use. We have also put together interview questions for the candidates, though we're still waiting for those that were based on the surveys taken at the town hall. And during this time, we also had requested on several occasions to have the vacancy announcement closing date posted with the vacancy announcement, but that never happened. Unfortunately, the announcement closed without that being posted, but we're ready to move forward. We're ready to move forward.
Thank you. Verna.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So I got dropped off the Zoom for just a few minutes. And if you already covered this, I apologize. But it seems with Ambrose's resignation from the committee, that means we have an alternate that can be seated on that committee.
Well, the last alternate that was on had been seated when Pat Morrison resigned.
But what about Ron Pinchback? Isn't he also an alternate?
No, he's been seated.
No, Wayne was seated. Ron has not been seated, to my knowledge.
I thought Ron was mentioned as a member.
No, he hasn't. He's an alternate.
Okay. So, well, then that's a matter for the committee to handle then.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that up. I missed that. Okay. Minerva, legacy hand or new point?
No, again. Oh, there is a new point. Okay. No, I'll talk about it in the meeting. That's fine. Thank you, Dennis. I'll take that hand down.
Okay. Thank you. All right. That will do it for the Mass committee. Thank you all for continuing to push that. You know, it's been slow going, but it's still, it has receded somewhat in its original urgency. Since we do have an interim, but it is still no less critical. So we thank you for pushing forward with that, and look forward to hearing more. We did hear, Minerva, you did mention that the evaluation committee is still in the process of getting up and running. So yeah. I'm going to just move on to the unfinished business of the Volunteer Bill of Rights, which we approved in its draft form, sent back to the task force plus Tony to fill in the blanks, which they have done, and that has been circulated. And I want to know if there is a motion to approve that completed document.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Can I speak on it first?
Yes.
Okay, I talked to Tom Cole today, and for some reason he feels that the task force needs to wait for two people to review the document. even though the document has been out there since September the 1st, he wants to wait for two people to review it before there's full agreement on sending it to the LSB. So I don't know. I don't understand why we have four out of six people who've agreed on it. But I don't know if the LSB should approve it at this point.
Well, I think that's for us to decide. Does anyone want to recommend any course of action?
Mariah's on the task force, so maybe she has a comment.
I really don't. I just saw the exchange of emails today. I don't know if Tom was necessarily, I know that Tom would like approval of everyone, who was on that committee before proceeding. I don't know if Tom was suggesting that we don't necessarily vote on it tonight. So I don't know if we can even, I don't know if anyone has his number. I'd be willing to reach out, or I'll just send another email to see what his thoughts are. I do want to respect, one, I want to get this passed, but I also want to respect Tom, who has put a substantial amount of time in leading these efforts too, and do trust his opinion. So why don't I, well, I see folks are raising their hands.
We got a couple of people on the stack. So
yeah, so why don't I reach out to him while people talk? And then I think that's kind of the only answer I have, because I just saw that email exchange today.
Okay. I'm going to go to Mr. Tatum, then Donna, then Michael.
Yes, I was just going to say that as the board members know, Mr. Chair, that they have the option of postponing.
Right.
They can postpone a motion that's on the floor. Can be postponed.
Right.
So that's another option. That's all.
And this motion actually was not actually on the floor. It was referred, the document was passed in its draft form and was referred to the task force, but we actually never made a motion to approve it, because we had not until this meeting seen the updated document.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you for that. Donna.
My only concern is that this has dragged on and on.
Yes, it has.
And I really feel like those individuals who haven't had a chance, is there a deadline? When are they going to do it? I don't know. It seems unfair to keep dragging it on and on. We're so close to voting and making a decision.
Well, and part of it is, you know, if the people on this board, if people haven't bothered to look at it, then that's one thing. If people have taken the time to look at it and feel like it's ready to go, then that's something that we could perhaps entertain. I think it is our choice. Michael.
I think we should move. I think we should vote on it. I think as long as this is dragged on, to have one person who's not even a member of the board, because he worked on it. It's been worked on for the last 10 years. And, for one person to obstruct that, I just don't think that's fair to all of us that have showed up at regular meetings and deliberated over this for what seems to be years.
If they were to provide that concession, women across this country.
I'm trying to, who needs to mute? Okay. So is that a motion, Michael? Is that a motion to approve the updated document?
Yes, it is, Chair.
Okay.
So we need to be really clear.
Whose mic is open?
Other.
Michael,
mute. Is there a second to Michael's motion?
Second.
Okay. Mariah, are you back yet?
I'm back. I emailed. I don't have a response, of course, yet. So,
is there any other? Is there any other discussion?
I will ask a question, though. Yes. So, Tony, I think what was in this email chain was that Katia suggested that we add something. Correct? I didn't get a chance to see what it was that she wanted us to add.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. What was it then?
There were two people, Jordan and Pinchback, who had not responded.
Okay, so.
So he was asking about, he was trying to get them to respond, but.
So has the board seen the version with Katia's addition?
There was no addition by Katia on that document. The document was not, altered in any way. I didn't understand what you were. What your comment was about Katia.
And so you thank Katia. Tom had reached out and said that Katia wanted an addition to, but it's again, it's two documents. So it's the operations, and then it's also the bill of rights.
Right. So we already approved the operations manual.
Okay. Well, I guess she wants an addition, and I guess it's not relevant then. So.
Right. You know, and if that's something that the board needs to pass, then we come back and consider an update.
I'd say we go ahead that's my opinion. Okay. We just go ahead.
Yes, especially if a majority of the task force has seen it, and we're going to it would be approved by a majority of this board if it is approved. Mr. Tatum, did you have a comment, and then we're going to vote?
Yeah, I just want to remind the board that motions coming from a committee do not require a second.
Yeah, okay. Good point. Thank you. Okay, is there any objection to approving the updated volunteer Bill of Rights that was submitted, distributed last week, and then again, I guess it was today?
I object.
Okay. What is, can you state your objection and then we'll...
Well, I feel like Tom Cole has, contributed tremendously to this, and I'm not real clear as to what it is he's asking in this email exchange. And Mariah mentioned that Katia somehow has some concerns. She is the program director. I kind of think if we've waited this long, we might, one more week or is not going to make a difference.
Well, it's going to be a month.
Okay, 1 month is not going to make a difference if we've waited this long, so that okay. We can make sure we do it properly.
Okay, and let me just add out, and I'll come to you in a minute, Mariah. I just want to add that there is nothing to stop us from recommending and approving alterations once we do have a complete document in place. I just want to make that point. Donna Grimes.
This is the, it's an important issue, and we have been working on it for so long. I mean, I'm not disrespecting Katia's opinion if she wants to add it, but you know, she's not feeling well now. I mean, how long will this go on? I just, and I do respect Tom, but if he didn't read it, I mean, people have had time, and I'm frustrated. Let me put it that way. Very frustrated. It's an important issue. We've got some legacy, concerns. We already extended the period to go back and cover, you know, grandfather in some concerns. I think we move forward, and I appreciate what you said, Dennis, that we can, the changes can be made. Everybody was in favor of what they had received. Let me put it this, there was strong approval for what we received before. And it was tweaked and modified. I strongly feel we should just go forward. And if somebody has an objection, it can be modified later.
Okay. Thank you. Mariah?
Progress. Thank you.
I was just going to clarify what you clarified, Dennis, mainly for you, Verna. So I think, again, what Katia was suggesting is actually for another document that was already approved and not the one that we'd be voting on tonight. So.
Okay, thank you. Tony.
Yeah, I think Mariah cleared up what she had commented about Katia's involvement in this. And I agree with Donna. You know, the LSB could approve this, and then if it needs to be you know, amended and updated and things as by management as we go forward, then we can do that too. It's going to probably be a living document.
Yep. Michael.
I'm going to withdraw my comment, Dennis. Okay. I think you made a strong point that there's no need for me to say anything.
Okay. Appreciate that. I'm going to ask again, is there still any objection?
This was a month ago, not last night in the debate.
Whose mic is open?
Yeah, I do. I still object. I think we should wait. One more month is not going to make a huge...
Okay, Ellen, will you please call the roll? Yes is to approve the updated Bill of Rights. A no is to delay approval.
Irene?
Yes to approval.
Okay. Vanessa?
No, delay 1 month.
Verna?
No, 1 month.
Wayne?
No.
Michael Byfield? Michael Byfield?
Change the motion.
Yes or no?
Yes.
In the eastern part of Ukraine,
And Bill?
Bill, vote yes to approval, please. Move forward, please.
Violetta.
Yes.
Wanda.
Yes.
Sue Goodwin.
Forgive me, I don't understand what we're voting on.
Yes is to approve the updated Bill of Rights. No is to delay approval for another month.
I'm going to vote yes.
Robert?
I'm abstaining.
Okay, and Kamal?
Yes.
Arthur?
Yes.
Andrew? Did he come in or he never did?
Yes, he did come in.
Yeah, so I abstain. Okay. Please.
He abstains.
Okay.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Patrick is not here. Tony Leon?
Point of information.
Yes.
Yes, Mariah?
Mariah?
My vote is yes, and Tom just emailed back and said, vote on it. The changes were mostly just punctuation. If that alters anybody else's decision.
Well, we're almost through with it now, but yes, thank you. Thanks for that, Mariah. I appreciate your checking.
Minerva?
Yes.
And we will clean up the punctuation without the need for a full board vote.
Okay. Adele?
Yes.
Okay, and... Sorry. Michael? Hirsch?
I vote yes.
Okay. All right, the yeses are one.
Do I get to vote?
No. Ellen? She resigned, right?
Term ends in December.
Wanda is here.
Okay, no, that's Donna's Donna.
Donna is here, and Wanda's here also.
My term ends in December.
Yeah, Donna's here in good standing.
Okay, Donna, yes or no?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Yes. Okay. So.
Did you call Wanda?
I called Wanda.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wanda said yes.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. You know me, I'm cool. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 yeses. And the noes are 1, 2, 3. 3 noes. 2 abstentions. Let me see. Is it more than 2? 2 abstentions. And Dennis, what do you say?
I vote yes.
Okay. So 16 yeses and 3 noes. And 2 abstentions.
All right. So the vote is, the motion is carried. The Bill of Rights is approved. This is a long-awaited day for us, so thank you all very much, and especially the task force for all the work you've done. Mr. Tatum.
Yes, Mr. Chair, good point that you made, that typographicals and grammatical errors and all those other kinds can be corrected by unanimous consent. It doesn't take a full vote of the board. I'm glad you brought that up.
Great, thank you. Is there any new business to be brought forward at this very, very late hour? Just saying.
Yes.
Okay.
I
noticed there was no program committee report again tonight.
Program committee report?
Yes, there was.
There was?
It was a verbal. It was not written, but it will be written, and they'll have it for the next meeting for August and for September.
Then let me still make my comment, since it'll provide a lot of board members with the ammunition to intelligently think about what I'm saying. Our last fundraiser, which was maybe 2 weeks ago, we had 8 new programs added to the slate, of which they...
Is that your radio, Michael?
That's Michael Byfield's background.
Can you turn that down?
Yes, please.
It's a TV.
Thank you.
Yes, so the last board meeting, last month, as I was indicating, we had a almost 7 to 8 new programs added during fundraiser, and they performed poorly. Now, I harp on this quite a bit, because these decisions have been made solely and unilaterally by a program director with no consultation of anyone. And when I look at some of these programs, some of them are mirroring each other. And for one, we had a person, his name was Miko Pelleg. He's an excellent individual. I've heard him on a lot of different programs. He had his own show, I think it was Tuesday, right after Andy Shalal's program, which also is no longer on the air. And Miko Pelleg could have shared the stage with Zain El-Amin. They're both talking about the same thing. In fact, it would strengthen Zain El-Amin's program. Good. So, but when one individual is unilaterally making these decisions, especially a music programmer that is venturing into public affairs program, we're always at a disadvantage, not to mention this person does not attend any programming meetings. So what is the program committee?
No, I'm just listening to a board meeting.
Hello?
Mr. Tatum, your mic is open.
I got it. Go ahead.
So what good is the program committee when these things are affecting the very essence of what we're trying to do with the radio station? That's my appeal, and I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, I have two things to say. One is that the vehicle that is available to this board is the programming committee. So, any concerns need to be sort of organized there, to be brought to the board. If there's, an action to be taken or a recommendation, that's the proper route for that. The other thing is that the other structural, approach to reviewing for volunteers in the community to review the station's programming is through the Community Advisory Board, which is part of its mandate is to require an annual statement justifying the programming decisions made by the station to request that from management and to review it. That is the Community Advisory Board's job. That's why they exist. So they are the ones who actually are empowered to compel that information from the, from management. So that's my comment on that. Vanessa?
Excuse, was I recognized?
Yes, Vanessa, go ahead.
Okay. One question, one comment. Michael is stating with certainty that his belief that the program director is making unilateral decisions. On what basis is he making that assertion? Has he asked, or is this an assumption? And my comment is, again, I was once concerned about a programming change, and I asked the program director about it, and she explained to me in chapter and verse the process that she goes through, and this is when there was Jerry was still the GM, that these changes were made in consultation with her supervisor. She's the professional program director at the station with the highest market share rating of all the five Pacifica stations. So she's doing something right, whether it's appreciated or not. So my understanding, based on having asking her what was her process, is that there is a process. Now, I don't know if that's changed now that we have an IGM. I don't know. But I think it would be responsible to ask rather, and maybe Michael has, and I just don't know, rather than make assertions with such certainty in the absence of what to me seems to be any basis for it.
All right. No, you can't. You've each made your comments. I'm not going to have an extended conversation about this. This is new business. If there is a specific proposal to be brought forward, I'm going to recognize Minerva and Tony's hands that are up for 1 minute. Again, I do not want to have a 10 o'clock conversation about something that we talk about every month. Thank you. Minerva?
Yes, thank you, Dennis. And for everyone, including Michael, the program committee meets on the fourth Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Please come to the meeting. Bring your information, and let's move through this process in a proper manner. We do invite the program director to come to our meetings, and we are looking for ways to begin to try to bring all this together, but to do this in the LSB is not correct. it does need to come to the program committee. So we'll see you in September. And the meeting date is the 30th, 7 p.m. Please be on time. Take care.
Tony. Thank you, Minerva.
Okay. My understanding is that the program director is inconsistent in attending the programming committee meetings. Mm-hmm. And her process, to my knowledge, is to consult only with the GM and not the LSB programming committee. And that's a problem because now you have excluded the community. The community that serves on that programming committee. So that is the problem as I see it. The other thing that I'm hearing from community people is that the station sounds like they are talking to the community and not listening to the community. Okay. So that's a problem. And that could be a reason why membership has declined. I don't know about these statistics that Vanessa and others have quoted. I haven't seen anything in writing from it. But that is a problem when you don't include the community and hear from the community, especially on these shows that call themselves community comment. Thank you.
Thank you. You're not recognized. Is there any other kind of new business to be brought forward? If not, we are at the close.
Chair, move to adjourn.
Second.
Is there a second? I heard a second. Any objections? Thank you. It has been a pleasure as always. Well, there's not much left of the evening, but enjoy your tomorrow. Thank you all.
Good night, all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for all that you all do.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Ellen.
Kind words indeed. Kind words indeed.
Yeah, because y'all do an awful lot. Y'all yes, good. Ellen,
we appreciate it. We sincerely appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye.
Good night, all.
All righty.